Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Growing America's Roofing Workforce, the podcast where we talk to the people looking to shape the future of America's roofing industry. I'm John Espenshade with the National Roofing Contractors Association. Well, we are at the end of our first year of doing this podcast, and it has been fairly successful. So I thought it would be a good thing for us to kind of go over a lot of the things that we talked about in 2023 briefly, hit you with some bullet points, and then talk about some really exciting stuff we have planned for season two in 2024. So for the 2023 recap, it would be most appropriate to start with Skills USA. This year, back in June, we had the first national commercial roofing student contest held through Skills USA in Atlanta. We had seven states hold state competitions, and we had four states, Kansas, Indiana, Virginia, and South Carolina, actually send students to compete in the contest, which installs a single ply, courtesy of Ivy Roof Systems, 60 mil, on the same low slope mock-up that we use for NRCA's pro certification exam. The entirety of this workforce development effort really started with the Skills USA connection and trying to generate interest around having a formalized contest for it. And there have been a great many people in the industry who have really done a lot to back this. And I'm going to take a second right now and list out our 31 state technical chairs that we have all over the country. Paige Harville in Alabama, Brian Hill, Cassie Eiler, Jennifer George, and Laura Schweikert of ARCA in Arizona, Joel Johnson in Arkansas, Susan DeGrassi in California, Jeff Pierce and John Fleming and Cassie Eiler again in Colorado, Pat Cochran in Connecticut. Florida is Tim Stevens, Pat Cochran, and Bridget Keller of the Roofing Contractors Association of South Florida. Georgia has Jackson Dodd and Tim Stevens. Illinois has CJ Martin. Iowa has Lynn Price. Indiana has Jeff Johnson. Kansas has Kurt Steinkuhler. Kentucky has Rob Kenigy and Robin Miller of KRCA. Maryland has Greg Malcolm. Massachusetts has Pat Cochran again. Mississippi has Christy Holbrook, Michael Fedorowski, and Julia Smith of Mississippi Roofing Contractors Association. Missouri has Ernest Freeman. Montana has Austin Barnhart. Nebraska has Greg Sprague. And Jersey has Greg Severestos. New Mexico has Hillary McPartlin, the chair of the CTE and Workforce Development Committee. New York has Bob Morgan. North Carolina has Paige Harville and Steve Miller. Ohio has Lisa Pye, Jesse Long, J.J. Smith, and Andres Ramirez. Oregon has Lisa Sprick, president of NRCA. Pennsylvania has Eric Pfeiffer. South Carolina has Ryan Clancy. Tennessee has C.J. Martin. Texas has Kelly Van Winkle and Steve Little. Virginia has Sherry Miles, our first state technical chair and the person responsible for the first one of these state contests. And Washington has Wendy Marvin. So if you are any of those people or you work with any of those people, please extend a great amount of thanks to them because they have really helped move the needle in all this stuff in 2023. So big congratulations to all of them. On top of that first national roofing contest, we also had a pavilion space, a 20 by 60 space at the Skills USA construction pavilion, where we had all different aspects of the roofing industry simultaneously exhibiting together as a unified industry. And one of the great feedbacks that we heard was a lot of booths at Skills USA and really in trade shows in general are about promoting an individual business or an individual goal. But the pavilion is there to promote the entire industry and different aspects of it and different career options that are available to it. National Women in Roofing, Roofing Technology Think Tank, Roofing Contractor Magazine, Johns Manville, massive and premier sponsor on that, Tamco, really a whole lot of different companies came together in relatively short notice in the span of a few months. And of course, big thanks to Heidi Ellsworth and Rick D'Amato, who helped the industry kind of come together and raise some money so we could actually afford to do this in NRCA's fiscal year. So they really moved mountains to make things happen there. So big shout out, big amount of thanks to them. We also did a lot of work in trying to promote the roofing apprenticeship standard that's available through NCCER's Roofing Second Edition. NCCER some years ago started from a blank piece of paper and really did a lot to create an apprenticeship program for the roofing industry that really hadn't been seen before. And now associated builders and contractors are getting the word out to encourage their local chapters and their state chapters to adopt that curriculum as the official training program for students trying to become apprentices and become journeyman roofers. And there are a bunch of chapters who are currently offering that. And those are ABC Central California, ABC Empire State, ABC Greater Baltimore, ABC Hawaii, ABC Heart of America, ABC Illinois, ABC Indiana and Kentucky, ABC Metro Washington, ABC Minnesota and North Dakota, ABC New Jersey, ABC Rhode Island, ABC Western Pennsylvania, and ABC Wisconsin. It's our hope that more and more of those ABC chapters will adopt that, because this two-year program we believe to be very good and certainly adequate in preparing students for not only a job as an installer, but to have a lot of fundamental knowledge that can help make them assets in other aspects of the job market in the roofing industry. Well, I suppose that's a good place to kind of put a bow on 2023, but 2024 is really going to be an exciting year, not only for this modest little podcast that we do, but also for a lot of things in the roofing industry, starting with, appropriately enough, the Skills USA plans in 2024. Now that Heidi and Rick have, you know, seen what this is, and so much of the roofing industry has seen the potential that Skills USA really has for developing and cultivating the future of this industry, they now have a full year to plan and put together a pavilion that I'm really excited to be a part of. On top of that, the Skills 2024 contest is going to have a lot more than four students. The training program to prepare students for that, which is NRCA's Track Thermoplastic, is free for any career and technical education school. All they have to do is give me a call or an email, and we'll get them set up with it. With that in mind, we are anticipating as many as, well, frankly, I think it's going to be at least 30, and it might be more than that. There are great things ahead for this, and there's a tremendous amount of momentum on the Skills USA side and on the industry side, and it's really going to come to a head this June in Atlanta. If you can make it, if you're interested in attending, please reach out, and I'll do what I can to get you registered. Before then, however, in March is the National Craft Championship, which is hosted by ABC, and next year is going to be the first year that roofing is demoed as a contest. We are going to have four pro-certified thermoplastic installers competing against one another for the modest title of best thermoplastic installer in the country. Since this is the first year in a demo contest, we actually can't have roofing apprentices compete in the contest, but what we can do is have some pro-cert guys compete. In future years, starting in 2025, anyone who is enrolled in a roofing apprenticeship program can compete in ABC's National Craft Championship. Hopefully, of course, it'd be great if a lot of those students were involved in NCCER, because every year it's going to be a different system. In 2025, we are going to start with thermoplastic installation, but in 2026, maybe asphalt shingles, maybe clay and concrete tile, maybe EPDM, maybe mod bid. Who knows? There's definitely going to be some metal in there at some point. And it's really exciting that we're going to be able to change the contest a little bit every year so we can find out who the best is at one individual system every year. So I'm really looking forward to that. On top of everything else that's going on, NRCA has signed formal partnerships with the Association for Career and Technical Education, which is a much, much larger group than the Skills USA audience. The Skills USA audience represents just under 4,000 career and technical education teachers in the United States. ACTE represents around 25,000 career and technical education teachers in the United States. Some of them do Skills USA and some of them do not. But now that we have a strong foothold in Skills USA, we are going to make strong strides to connect with a broader audience in the Association for Career and Technical Education. The same package applies. If they want Track Thermoplastic, all they have to do is send me an email, give me a call, and we'll give it to their school for free. We have also made a formal partnership with the Correctional Education Association. We plan on doing a lot of the same kind of formatted stuff that we've done for CTE schools and make those training programs available to students who are in the correctional system. Obviously, this means a whole lot of altruistic positivity coming from it. people being able to go right from incarceration to gainful employment and an industry that is going to value people who have industry-specific training. So be on the lookout for things coming out of NRCA about those two partnerships. It's certainly going to be a whole heck of a lot of work, but we're excited to get started on it. In regards to this podcast, which is currently being recorded now in my home office with my dog somewhere around here, but it looks like he's tracking dirt around the house. In 2024, Growing America's Roofing Workforce is going to have a series of mini-series going throughout the year. We have been listening to audience feedback very, very carefully, I can promise you that, trying to find out what are the things that we need to be talking about more often. And you guys have spoken. So we are going to do reoccurring series on Hispanics in the roofing industry, trying to unpack some of those stories about people who have made strides towards the American dream. Come here, learn a trade, work hard, and do something that sets them up for breaking generational poverty. And certainly there are a lot of stories like that in the roofing industry, and I'm really excited to share some of those with you guys in 2024. Also, of course, National Women in Roofing. My cousin is a woman who works in this industry, and there are so many interesting stories, hers and others, about, you know, trials and hardships that have to be overcome, taking over a family business, the difficulties that might come from that, and getting to unpack unique perspectives and just shine a light on the amazing work that women in the roofing industry are doing. And then, of course, it just wouldn't be Growing America's Roofing Workforce without a little bit of CTE talk. So we're going to have a reoccurring series about how to connect with CTE, conversations with career and technical education teachers, hopefully some students in there as well, and talk about what are the things that are important to them. How do we make those connections? How do we hire these students? And how do we retain them? Because it really is a three-step process: recruit, train, and retain. You have to find these qualified people. You have to invest in them with training and resource. And then retention is the part that just comes naturally. And maybe largest of all, big shout out to our sponsor, Deadstack, for making this podcast happen. This episode of Growing America's Roofing Workforce is brought to you by Deadstack Roof Boards. Are your clients thinking about what their roof will look like in the future? Building owners need your expertise when it comes to extending the life of their commercial roof. That's when you tell them about Deadstack Roof Boards, with three solutions to fit various design intent. Our original gypsum cover board protects against foot traffic, weather events, and fire. It also has the strength needed to support future roof installs like solar panels and HVAC. Use Deadstack Prime Roof Board to enhance your roof's moisture resistance. Finally, protect your roof from extreme wind uplift and hail damage with Deadstack Storm X Prime Roof Board. They're FM classified for very severe hail and approved single ply membrane assemblies. So help your clients choose a resilient roofing system and make sure Deadstack Roof Boards don't get value engineered out of your next job. You'll strengthen your rooftops and your customer relationships. Visit Deadstack.com/stopcallbacks for more information. So this is going to put a button on our podcast here for 2023. We've done a lot of good things this year, and we're looking forward to taking the momentum for this workforce development effort at NRCA and making it even better in 2024. I'd like to thank everyone who listens to this and hope that you guys will listen in the future. I certainly wish you and your pets and your people a happy holiday season from Growing America's Roofing Workforce to wherever you're listening to this. Everyone, have a good one.